5 years ago, you made a list of 12 local commitments.
Yeah.
In my view, it was a slightly odd list because many of the things on it were not things that are in your gift as a member of Parliament.
Absolutely, but
there are things that that clearly you could lobby for and champion and advocate. Without going through the whole list, it's worth reviewing how those have gone. Yeah. I mean, you talked about a 24-hour GP service at Guy's. Well, we've got a 12-hour urgent care centre, not quite the same thing.
But can I say, we weren't going to have anything originally. We were going to have nothing, and then we were going to have a minor injuries unit, and I kept up the pressure and was the person who lobbied most, and we've got the urgent care centre, which, you're right, is 8 to 8 and is now well respected and busy. I'd like it to be 24 hours, but it's there and it's happening, and I had the privilege of opening it in this Parliament.
And you talked about things like the revival of Borough High Street and the Old Kent Road. You talked about campaigning at the Bricklayers Arms, removal of the flyover.
Yep.
We haven't seen much progress on those fronts.
Well, let me deal with both of those. The first part of this Parliament, a lot of time was spent sorting out Borough High Street, working with the councillors, and it is hugely better now. There's almost nothing, none of the problems that were there have not been dealt with, as you remember. There were mass disruptions to the road. We had being dug up all the time by the utility companies, sorted. There was scaffolding all along Borough High Street because of the bad repair of the buildings, now being sorted. The pavements have been done. So I think Borough High Street is now in a much better state. The War Memorial has been improved. I mean, the whole thing is much more vibrant. In relation to the Old Kent Road, that process is now happening. It started about a year ago. I'd worked with the businesses, I've consulted the businesses, I've invited them to the consultations that the council is holding, I've attended the consultations, I've made sure other community groups like the churches and the mosques are part of that. So I think we are seeing a revival of the Old Kent Road. It's not there yet, there's some empty sites, and the Bakerloo Line extension is going to be the biggest way of reviving the Old Kent Road. So I hope I could put both of those as ticks. We're not finished, Borough High Street. And these things are never finished because there's always new buildings and people come. Bricklayers Arms flyover, I still think it would be better for it not to be there. It was something which was being pursued when we led the council. I don't think it's been pursued as assiduously since Labour have taken over the council. But ideally, the elephant of council is the priority at the moment. And that has become the priority because of all the collisions, cycle collisions and other things. And Tower Bridge Road became the other road priority because of the collision at Abbey Street and Long Lane. And we've lobbied for that, and we've got that. How are you, my man? You okay?
You are, Simon.
I'm very well, Harry. I'll see you soon. So those became the priorities, and I think they were right to become the priorities. And we've got the work being done now on Tower Bridge Road to make the junction much safer. That was led by our councillors, Mark Gettleson, to start with, and then Ben and Damien. We've been out on site with all the people on Tower Bridge Road. It's being delivered. I hope we'll never have a fatality like that at that junction again. And the Elephant Castle, I hope, a huge input. I've played a big part in trying to get TfL to do the right things. I hope we will, again, have an intersection there which avoids all the collisions. So priorities change a bit because of things like fatalities, which I hope everybody would expect, but I hope eventually the flyover could come down and we could have a much environmentally more pleasant and probably more successful intersection at Bricklayers Arms.
And what about some of the other things on the list? Has there been progress on any of the other fronts? You were keen on working to promote jobs related to the Thames and boat building.
Yeah,
you had a commitment about green technology, witness appeals. Any progress on any of those fronts?
Yep, absolutely. On the river-related jobs, I have, with Thames Clippers, put a formal proposal with local council support that the land right on the corner, on the edge of the Southwark boundary, which is owned by Southwark, on the Southwark-Lewisham boundary, should be made into a proper boatyard. And I've written to the Chief Executive, having taken very good advice, talked to the Harbour Master, talked to Thames Cruises, Thames Clippers about how they should do it. We reckon we could get 70 jobs there. Up to 70 jobs is what I've been advised. I'm waiting for the council to reply. That's the best site. We've looked at other sites, but that could have jobs and apprenticeships. So yes, that's become the best site. The council has to make the decision. I hope they will say yes to it. It's a real, real opportunity, because at the moment, the people in the marina and the people on the moorings at Tower Bridge and all the boats have to go much further downstream for boat repair. There's a bit of boat repair in East India and the Royals, I think. The rest has to go to places like Gravesend or round to the south coast, places like Portsmouth. And I know there's a company interested in coming to work with the council. So I hope that will be delivered. Yes, we've started work on that. Obviously, these things sometimes take a bit longer. The green recycling, we lost control of the council in 2010. This manifesto was written before the council elections. And Labour have not shown such an interest in the green centre that Bill Clinton promoted, sadly. I regret that. Obviously, we've got the new recycling depot. Green issues will not go off the agenda either. So some of them were dependent on working with my colleagues on the council, sadly. We didn't keep control of the council.